real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenita.com. Now here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha and mahalo for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive 101. Okay, today we've heard so many calls come in the past week about brake pads. If you have four-wheel disc brakes, the front and rear pads has to be of the same brand, same material. There's a lot of people don't understand that. So if you're going to do brakes and doing the fronts, you got to match the pad with the rear. That is a must do. Because one, the front or the rear might be more aggressive and more grabby than the other. And if you're going down the road fast around a curve on a freeway and you have to stop and you hit the brake and it's the aggressive one is going to skid because the other one is not aggressive and is slipping. So be very careful on that. That is like, it's like buying tires. Your front and rear tires have to match. Okay? Otherwise, you're in big danger. I know this for a fact because I do legal cases in lawsuits where people got hurt, and we check and we study it, and it is true. When you're going into a skid, whatever brakes you have or whatever tires you have make a big difference. They have to match. I mean, it's common sense, folks. Come on. It's like wearing two different type of shoes and going bowling. It ain't gonna work. Okay, so remember that and please pass it on because we don't want to see people getting hurt, killed unnecessarily, and that's unnecessary. That's stupidity. Okay, when you buy a used car, and change the registration, the ownership, at the same time, replace the license plate. Replace the license plate. Do not use the same plate as what came with the car. Okay?
Did you ask your wife?
Your mic is not on. Bob's outside practicing golf, bowling.
Do you need a reason why you want to replace it?
Well, it's for safety. Because you don't know what that other person was involved in. Okay? Let me give you an example. Just an example now. Okay? Not the real thing. Let's say that car belonged to a lady, and her ex-boyfriend was kind of upset with her for breaking off with him, and he sees the car at Alamoana Shopping Center, the plates and all that, then he busts up the car or does something to the car. Okay, that's one. Or if that person was doing drugs and one of those drug guys remember the license plate. Could be anything that other person was doing wrong. They're not going to know that person sold it to you. So you're going to be in big jeopardy. For your safety, folks, change the plates. Okay? It's for your safety.
How do you know? Like, I think I've heard some stories where somebody bought a used car and they couldn't register it for some reason. I don't know, maybe. What if you're buying a used car and it was stolen?
Well, if it was stolen, then you suck wind. That's it. Because the police department is not going to give you back your money. The police department is not going to chase down the old owner. How do you know the old owner was the old owner? That is the question. So buying a used car, you have to be very careful, very careful. And the other thing, Carfax, forget it. It is not accurate. Carfax is no facts. Okay? How do I know? Because I tested it. My ex-son-in-law's truck was in a bad accident. A few months later, to be exact, 3 months later, I called it in on Carfax. I went in on Carfax to get the information on that vehicle with the VIN number. It had no information on there about the accident. How's that?
Maybe it doesn't get recorded that fast.
How fast does it take for you to sell it?
Faster than that, I guess.
That's right. So, you got to be careful, okay? Buying a used car, you have to be extremely careful. Don't just go and buy it because you like it. Okay? Like that commercial on TV where that so-called lady says, this is the car for me. No. You ladies, have somebody provide you with a big mirror so you can see for yourself what you look like in that car. Okay? Look at what you look like in the car.
No, you just have to drive what you can afford.
Oh, well, then you buy clothes the same way. What you can afford. Right. I hear so many women say, oh, that guy really don't match his car. Oh, that lady looks really bad in that car. You want people talking about you like that? So, ladies, look at yourself in the car before you buy it. That's one of the issues. The most important issue is to know how that car was serviced, what was used to service it. If you look at the former receipts and it has Jiffy Lube, bail out, walk away. Don't even think about it. And this is the fact, folks. And this, I can say it only if it was true. Okay? We've come across several cars that were serviced by Jiffy Lube. And my customer, again, didn't listen and bought it. Well, they brought it in for servicing. Todd pulls the oil filter off. It's like filled with grease. The oil is sludged. The filter was never, ever changed.
So if you have a car like that, how do you correct it?
It's done. The wear and tear is already gone. That's why you don't buy a car like that.
Yeah, but say if you are stuck with a car like that, how do you get rid of some of the sludge? There must be something you can do.
There is chemicals to clean the sludge. But the chemicals also remove the paint from inside the oil pan and all that. It's a real aggressive cleaner and it cleans. But it's very aggressive. So all you can do is hope and pray, cross your leg, cross your fingers, cross everything, and hope the engine's still good, and change the filter, put good oil in, and hope for the best. That's all you can do. Okay? Because when the filters are plugged up like that, it bypasses. The oil never goes into filter, and it's getting damaged. So, for that reason, be very careful. Before you put down your hard-earned money for a used car, ask for receipts for servicing and all that. And don't just look at the receipt, but look at the license number. And see if that was the car the receipt came from. We have come across a lot where the receipt doesn't match the car. Okay? There's a lot of car theft going on right now. And the only way the police can catch these cars is put the license plate. Well, if this person had a Toyota Camry and stole another Toyota Camry and put his plates on that Toyota Camry, there is no way they're going to catch that car. No way. It's impossible. So
it seems like anybody who doesn't want to do the homework on buying a used car should not buy a used car.
Oh, yeah. That's the safest thing. That's the safest thing. Okay? Or, if you want to buy a good used car, call Maui Toyota. You can trust them. Damon Farias checks everything. Before he takes it in, he checks it. Okay, so it's safe. Maui Toyota. Anyway, most people, they're not thinking. They love the car. They love what they're looking at and they'll buy it. Be careful. Because now that they have that silly safety check that has the VIN number on it, it's so easy to make a key and steal that car. If you didn't have cell phones that could take pictures, yeah, it's a little harder. But because of the easy cell phone taking the picture, and you can take several and go to a locksmith, make a lot of keys, and come back, look for the cars, and away you go. They'll make any key. Okay? So, you gotta be careful. Check the VIN number. Check the receipts. It's a big job. Have a good mechanic check out the car to make sure the car is a good car. And if that mechanic is good, he'll check the VIN number for you. He'll check everything. Okay? So, your choice. I've seen, I can't say what the guy's name was, but he bought a beautiful 66 Mustang convertible from Las Vegas. Beautiful car. Okay? He bought it. And brought it in. And women, pretty smart, you know. His wife was telling me, no, I don't think so. I don't think so. He didn't listen. He bought it. But brought it back to Honolulu. He paid $60,000 or $70,000 for that car. It was a beautiful car. And you know how your conscience bothers you about, something's not right. Well, it bothered him. And he brought it in, and he asked me to check it out. Pulled the left front fender. There was the real VIN number. It didn't match his registration or the ownership. So I advised him, you're kind of stuck because there's no way you're going to recover your money. Just drive it. No, he was an honest guy, and his wife told him, yeah, just listen, just drive it. You're stuck with it already. Now, he took it down to HPD, Honolulu Police Department, and said, I think this is a stolen vehicle. Can you check it? So they pulled the fender off, they checked it and everything. They looked it up on the records. Yes, stolen vehicle. Okay? So I said, can I have my money back? They said, no. Can I have the car back? No. We're going to return it to the owner. So he's stuck. The police told him, go see the guy that sold it to you. He don't know who the guy is. Well, his wife blew the gasket. She was really upset. I just didn't want to hear the. Oh, I felt sorry for him. Sorry for him because he got really blasted. He just lost $70,000. Try that and see what your wife does. That's it. You're in a little doggy house. If you fit. So, be careful, folks. Okay? Check VIN number. Check all that. Have a professional check it out on a used car. Okay? Anyway, give me a call at 808-524-1080. Okay, is it break time?
Yes. We'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367. 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks, and they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
If you qualify for Medicare, this message is for you. Now's the time to enroll in a Medicare plan for 2016. United Healthcare has Medicare Advantage plans that offer more benefits and services than original Medicare without costing more. Plans may include prescription drug coverage, all in one simple plan. You must continue to pay your Medicare Part B premium. Meet one-to-one with a licensed and certified sales representative today. Call Kimberly Cooper at 808-485-7319 to make an appointment. That's 808-485-7319.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my
4. Okay, we're back rolling again, and how's Rolling Bob?
Hey, George, Rolling Bob. I have another story about coincidence that is just going to amaze you. So my friend has a brand new Mercedes, and not the most expensive, but expensive, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sitting at a light, waiting for a left turn. The first car goes through the light, okay? She pulls into the intersection, car runs into her, hits her, totals her car. She's okay, right?
Mm-hmm.
They get out, and, you know, while they're, you know, she's kind of shaken up, so it takes her like 2 or 3 minutes, ends up she knows the guy.
Oh, boy.
And like I was just telling Wanda, now, what would make you feel better, a person you didn't know or a person you know hitting you? She goes, oh, bad. I felt so, like, I was so mad because then I was telling Wanda, imagine Rollin' Bob runs through a red light and hits you. You'd be really mad, right? You'd be like, Rollin' Bob, you're supposed to know better.
No, Wanda was saying, nah, that's all right.
Yeah, that's what I said. Nobody goes, that's okay. I know you. Go on your way. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
But you know how we were talking about more and more people are running red lights.
Oh, yes.
And we're not talking when the light just turned green.
No.
This
no.
After one car goes through the turn and
three more.
Goes.
Three more.
It's amazing.
Yeah. People
and
don't respect the red light.
And I see it all the time. People just run right through.
Yep.
I mean, not even slow down to look or nothing. Just like, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. It's amazing. Just
well, you know, Bob, Vineyard and Liliha, the left turn.
Yes.
Just the other day, you talking about this. A young boy was on his skateboard going across Liliha. The car ran the red light, turning from Vineyard onto Liliha. Almost ran the boy over.
Man, that's insane.
Almost ran him over.
Right. And you know what? You said this. I've told people this. Folks, leave 10 minutes early. If you're going to be, because you know what it is, people rushing. And people, and you could tell, they're all impatient. You know, you see the person switching lanes, speeding up, and then they stop at the red light. You pull up beside them and you look at them, they're looking around, they're all stressed.
Mm-hmm.
Folks, leave 15 minutes earlier. Why are you doing this to yourself? And if you think about this, and then I'm going to go. Think about this. You're late, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be, what, 5 minutes late? If you get an accident or a ticket for running a red light, how much later are you going to be?
A lot later,
if you even get there at
That's
all.
That's right, so you may end up in the hospital.
Slow down, please. And as always, take care of your car, it'll take care of you. We'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. Okay, who do we have?
We have Alicia from IAEA.
Hi, Alicia.
Hi. I have a few questions for you since you're talking about buying a used car. I have, from a woman's point of view, I am looking at the car, you know, not what's under the hood.
Mm-hmm.
And these are the cars that I like. So, talking to you as a mechanic.
Why do you like the car?
I'm sorry?
Why do you like the car?
Because of its looks. This is a woman's point of view.
Okay.
Okay, I'm telling you the truth, right?
Okay.
The first thing we look at is what the car looks like.
Okay.
Okay, I'm looking for a used car, either a Mini Coupe, something like a Toyota Matrix. It's a hatchback that I'm interested in. And I'm asking for your opinion, as a mechanic, what cars would you recommend?
Toyota Camry.
She's looking for a hatchback.
Right, I'm looking for a hatchback.
Well, let me tell you.
Okay.
Your life is worth more than any hatchback in the world. I look at safety first. Number one, safety.
Mm-hmm.
I want my family to come home safe. And a Toyota Camry is safe. If you want to go safer than Tacoma. But not smaller than a Camry. It's
really?
For safety, yes. Because think now, if the cars you mentioned were stopped, and along comes a 2-ton truck, a big, big truck, and rams you, your history. See, I do a lot of cases where there's lawsuits or injury or stuff, and I had a really, really sad one. Down by Campbell Industrial Park. A lady passed away. She got rammed. And it wasn't her fault. Somebody speeding clipped her back bumper. She was in a Tercel. It spun around, went into an oncoming car. The car slammed into her driver's side. She died. She died. She had a son, 12 years old, with no dad, no brothers, sisters, uncles, or nobody. He became an orphan. The policeman that had to give the report, and he saw the little boy, he felt so bad. It was so hard for him to tell the boy, your mom passed away. That's why I tell you all, everybody listening, please, safety is irreplaceable. Okay? Safe.
Mm-hmm.
I know you like the sexy looking hatchback, but, you know, I don't want to hear about you in the hospital, crippled or dead. Your safety. That's number one.
Mm-hmm.
Always look for safety, number one.
Well, I don't want to get heavy into the Lord and the church, and but I always felt if it's your time, you could be in that 10 thumbs
up. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But don't push it. Don't push it.
No, it's not pushing it. I mean... You say the guy in the Volkswagen in the bug bin is pushing it versus the guy in that 2-ton truck then.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. That's why if you notice on the highway today, majority, 90% trucks. Very few people buy cars now. Very, very few. In fact, the Mini Cooper and all of that, the Matrix, they're having a hard time selling those cars because people want the bigger one for safety.
Especially in Hawaii.
Yes.
We got the worst drivers.
You got it. Now you hit it on the nail.
And being a woman, I don't blame the rest of the world to be afraid of us.
You said it.
That's right. Thank you so much. I appreciate your taking my call.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye now.
Okay. Safety, folks. Always safety. Okay, who's next?
We have Glenn from Kalihi.
Hi, Glenn.
Hi. You know, this thing about red lights on the mainland, especially like in San Francisco area, Palo Alto, they have red light cameras.
Mm-hmm.
And when I drive up there, I don't see anybody running reds. And they have signs. And it's a $400 or $500 fine you run that red.
Mm-hmm.
And they charge it straight to the registered owner. If you ever rent a car, they charge it straight to that rent a car company.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get hit with an administrative charge. Now, in Europe, they've been using cameras for ages, especially in Italy. I mean, you wouldn't even know. You come back from a trip from Italy and you get a ticket because the cameras were working. Now, over here in Hawaii, our politicians don't have the will to do this kind of stuff. That's why people are running reds, and there's not enough cops to tag people.
Well, I've seen policemen at the red light, and they see the guys run the red light, three of them, mm-hmm. and they don't chase them.
Okay, that's another reason.
Mm-hmm.
But if we had cameras like they do in Europe, it would make a difference, I think.
You're probably right. You're probably right. But, again, it's the politicians.
That's right. Exactly.
Because the camera costs X amount of dollars,
uh-huh.
and they're looking at, now, let me see, how much can go in my pocket?
Uh-huh.
They never do anything for the people. It's for my pocket. If I'm going to make money, I'm going to do it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, they don't want to do anything that will make them lose votes or anything like
That's
that.
That's right.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks for calling. Okay. That's true. Red light cameras. You got to do something.
Okay, we have Dot 3 Dean on the line.
Dot 3 Dean.
Hey, what's up, George?
What's happening?
Well, today I'm gonna also tap in about this thought about safety. You know, I am constantly asked why a single gentleman like me is driving a minivan instead of a Mini Cooper or a Mazda Miata or, you know, one of those, you know, sports cars with a convertible top. I said, you know, I've always been a fan of larger cars because of safety reasons. That's why I have always driven a minivan or something the size of it, maybe like what used to be called the Crown Victoria.
Mm-hmm.
Safety first.
You're right.
Now, another good example was, you remember when my Odyssey was rear-ended? Good thing it was a van. Only myself in the car. I'm all the way in the front. The rear end is maybe about 15 feet behind me. Now, that bumper, despite it got caved in, thank goodness it's 15 feet behind of me.
Yep.
That's right, huh?
Yep.
I mean, what happened? Now, what happened if I did that? You see, so I guess the point I'm trying to make, when you have one truck, one minivan and all, no worries. You get one rear end collision. That's how safe you are.
Mm-hmm.
The damage is 15, at least 15 feet behind of you.
Yep. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
Safety is first, and people, I know, you know, Jesus, Heavenly Father, watch over everybody, but you have to pitch in and go for safety.
Right. Safety?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I remember even when my grandfather was living, good thing he had a fuller-sized Dodge Aspen. What happened was that he had to pull over to yield to an ambulance, right? But the city bus couldn't stop fast enough. Whacked his car, total loss. But you see, again, I keep reminding the other family members, good thing it was a full-size Dodge Aspen. What if it was one Toyota Corolla?
Mm-hmm.
At that time, my grandfather was 82 years old driving that car.
Hmm.
Hmm. Think about that.
Yep, you're right.
Yep. Okay.
Thanks, Dean.
Anyway, that's all I wanted to share. Oh, Shell gas is still the best gas. I tested it earlier this week. It's up to snuff.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thanks a lot. Bye.
Okay. Break time.
That was quick. We'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV, and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumualii Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom. Something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, "That kid that caused this wreck was drunk." Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, "This girl's gonna die." I'm sure that guy has no idea why he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive. Now I would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, "I love you, Mom." So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's Mr. George Nita.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and who's on the line?
We have Bruce from Kalihi.
Hey, Bruce.
Hey, how's it, George? How you doing?
Okay.
That's good. Hey, talking about rolling Bob and red lights and Mercedes. Last year, I live in Kalihi, right below Nimitz, and I was at the intersection. I had the green light. I mean, full green, and I was almost through the almost to the middle of the intersection. And this guy in a black Mercedes, late model Mercedes, came blasting through, just missed me by about 10 feet. And the guy was going like maybe 50 or 60 miles an hour.
Hmm.
Yeah, talking about people running red light. I see that very often, too.
Mm-hmm.
All the time.
Yep.
Something got to be done, like that guy said. I think we need cameras, and the police got to enforce this thing.
Well, Americans don't like cameras. They want a human being there. And just having a blue and white car on the side, I think, would deter people from running that red light.
That's true. You're right. Yeah.
Yeah, because if they, you know, this whole thing about the police having to have to have their blue lights on, you know, that actually curbs crime.
Yeah. And you know, like I live in Kalihi, the worst crime-ridden area on the island, worse than Waipao, worse than Waianae, worse than Waiawa. I noticed over the last maybe year or two, the police here, a lot more patrolling, but they got all their lights on, and now I notice in town they're doing that. I think
they have to.
The word, they have to put the light on to.
Yeah. They have to, the police work.
Oh, the police coming.
No, the police work is the. To deter crime.
Right.
Not to catch the criminal, but right. To discourage them from doing what they're doing.
Right.
Okay?
You know, when you talked earlier about the VIN number and the safety check and all that, and I agree everything what you say, we need to wipe that numbers off, actually get rid of safety check, but you know what I thought? Maybe this might help or work, why don't they have a law passed that anybody that goes to a key shop, locksmith, to get a new key made for, you know, the car, they have to show proof of the registration ownership. And
how are you going to do that if it's all in the car?
No. The person that...
Yeah. How are you going to do that if you lock your key in the car and all your info is in the car? A lot of women, they go out of the car without thinking. They have the purse in the car, everything in the car, and the door shuts and is locked. I'm telling you from experience, because we have a lot of women customers that call, you know, from wherever they got a phone and say, I need help. Everything is in the car, is locked. How can I get it in? See, you cannot. And if the car was just bought, they don't have the papers.
Right.
New cars don't have papers for 2 or 3 months.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I thought maybe it might help.
No.
The
help would be to get rid of safety stickers.
That's true. You're right.
Period. Just get rid of it. Because they're not checking it. They don't check brakes. They don't check steering. They don't check CV shafts. They don't check anything of safety related.
The auto shop should be doing all that, and they do a better job, and they know, you know, they can do a better job and know what they're doing.
See, for $20, they're not going to do anything.
Right. That's
okay?
Right.
That's why next year, they want to raise it to $75. Okay? They want to raise it to $75. Now, if you the people don't care, then fine. Don't call, don't complain that it's too expensive.
Yeah, that's true. One last thing, George. I don't know, man. It's like, it's getting worse, especially now, like I said last year about election year. The traffic is so bad, and this is Saturday. The traffic is so bad, like a easy, fast, short drive, 10-minute drive takes me like 45 minutes, and there's construction all over the place. And like I said, every time the election year,
you got to talk to your mayor.
You know what? You seen on the news about all this rail stuff now. It's a big fiasco and mess. You need to fire the commissioner.
You need to fire the mayor.
Or needs to be resign or get fired or something.
You got to get rid of the mayor and the city council.
That's right. And, you know, if everybody votes for him again, well, you're going to get more of the same. And
yep.
It's like, I told you so.
And okay.
That's your fault.
Thanks, Bruce.
Anyway, George, you take care. I'll talk to you next week.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
How are you?
Okay, we have Debbie from Honolulu.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi, Mr. Nita. Whenever I have a chance, I always try to listen to you at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. But today, I started a little bit, like, 2 minutes too late. And I missed out on the... I don't have a car now, so I catch the bus. And, you know, the bus is wonderful, and it's cheap, but you cannot beat having a car. So I'm kind of looking forward. I cannot afford a brand new car with the payments, but I'm kind of looking forward to possibly getting a good secondhand used car. And I missed out on your advice. For example, the check out the VIN number with the... How do I check it out? With HPD? Do I call HPD?
No, you ask for the ownership paper.
Oh, ask for the ownership
paper? Yeah, or the registration.
Mm-hmm.
On there is the VIN number.
Okay.
And you match it. See if it all matches.
So I open the door, the driver door, and I look inside?
No, it's right in front of the windshield.
Right inside the windshield. Oh, okay. By the windshield wiper place.
Yeah.
Okay, so I try to match. Okay, another thing you said, look at the maintenance records and also check what company did the maintenance.
Yes.
And, okay.
And make sure it matches that car.
The license plate.
Yeah.
Okay.
But the biggest thing with buying a used car from private parties.
Okay.
The big thing is common sense. Would you sell a perfect, good running car? No.
I would hate to let it go, but if I'm strapped up for finances or something, then
very rare people going to let go the car. That's the last thing they let go. Especially women. They fall in love with their car and they cannot let go.
Yeah. Okay. My personal love, my favorite car that I can never find is the Oldsmobile Cutlass Supreme.
Oh, that was gold.
I love that car, and so, you know, oh my goodness. But anyway, when I had to let go my Cutlass Supreme, as it got towed away, I donated it, I was in tears because that was my heart going away.
And did you cry?
Well, almost, but I hold back. But anyway, you know, okay, so I don't want to take up too much time because if other people want to talk to you, which is so wonderful, so I can look for the VIN number, match it. Number two is look for the maintenance records and check who did the maintenance.
Yes.
And anything else you can say to help me?
Get a good mechanic to check it.
Like, I can bring it down to Todd, but I don't have a car, so Todd doesn't know me.
He doesn't have to know you.
Oh.
You just tell him, can you check the car? And he'll check it for you.
Oh, and can I pay him?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. And then maybe I can...
Todd is very good at that.
Oh, okay.
He's very good. He'll tell you if it was in an accident, anything.
And what are your hours at the station?
7 to 5.
Every day?
Monday through Friday.
Uh-huh.
And Saturday is 8 to 12.
And Sunday?
Close.
Oh, okay, okay. Okay, thank you so much. I just appreciate you very much. I always listen to the girl who just, you know, passed away because of...
Oh, that was a true story.
What?
Yeah. The names were changed to protect the innocent. It was a true story.
And one last thing, when I take my bus ride excursion to get out of the city to just unravel myself, you know, I take a short excursion to Pearl City, Waipahu, okay? And I get more depressed. And the reason is, as I look up, I see the structures. And now they have the tracks where the rail is going to go.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I'm anti-rail. But the thing is, it just hurts me that our paradise is being crushed and squeezed out of this island place that I was born on Maui, but I live here now. But, you know, it's just so sad.
You're right.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm on the Jetsons movie
set,
and it's just so sad, or like I'm on Planet of the Apes. I feel so sad. I don't know what the future is going to hold.
I know.
Next generation.
Everything is for money.
Exactly, and the Sunday paper, this past Sunday paper, they talk about the rail and more increase in funds needed, more increase. Last thing I heard, when somebody asking for the resignation of the
rail guy,
chairman, and also the other person, and what, you know, maybe it's good. But then, is it too late?
Never too late to stop the rail.
What are they going to do with all the structures? That they're in Salt Lake now.
Pull them out. Get rid of it. They can break down buildings. They can break down this rail.
Oh, okay. Well, if it's unsafe because there's cracks.
Yep.
You know, I'm very hesitant, but okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Aloha.
Bye.
Okay.
Break time. We'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367. Or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii, so you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
If you qualify for Medicare, this message is for you. Now's the time to enroll in a Medicare plan for 2016. United Healthcare has Medicare Advantage plans that offer more benefits and services than original Medicare without costing more. Plans may include prescription drug coverage, all in one simple plan. You must continue to pay your Medicare Part B premium. Meet one-to-one with a licensed and certified sales representative today. Call Kimberly Cooper at 808-485-7319 to make an appointment. That's 808-485-7319.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and who's on the line? Okay. Okay, we got rid of all our calls. Okay, now, if you have a house with a garage, and the door leads to the garage, lock the garage door, the door that goes to the garage. A lot of people roll down the garage roll-up gate, and they don't lock the door inside. Lock the door inside, okay? Okay. This is not automotive, but it bothers me, okay? That new development that the Supreme Court okayed for them to go build houses. The Core Ridge, I think it was Core Ridge. Was that Core Ridge, Wanda?
Not sure.
Anyway, I want to know, and you the people, please, find out. Because you the people of Hawaii are going to eat it too. Find out if they pass the environmental impact statement of sewer, water, electricity, and number one, traffic. Okay? Because I remember way back, my friend, Hiram Funk Sr., was trying to develop the other side of the island. And it did not pass EIS because of those issues. So how in the world is this passing when I know for a fact the sewer treatment plant cannot handle any more? How are you going to add more? It's like Kaka'ako. How did they pass those high-rises when the sewer treatment plant cannot handle the sewer? And if you go to Ala Moana and south, it smells. Because the city workers told me that the thing is right up to the lid. If you have a heavy rain, it'll overflow. That's not right. We need to do what's right, not to help these guys get more money. Okay? So please, folks, get involved. Anyway, you need to, I've been trying to get Ann Kobayashi and the rest of the council people to test the concrete pillars for the rail. They need to test that concrete. It's not the right concrete, folks. The right concrete will not crack. And these pillars is cracking. Come on, wake up before somebody die. Why we have to wait till somebody die before we do something? They won't put a traffic light until people die at that intersection. Kind of stupid. Anyway, who's on the line?
We have Don from Kaneohe.
Hi, Don.
Hey, George. My cousin's father-in-law, he was run over by another relative in their yard. She was reversed, 88 years old, both of them. She ran him over. He got squashed and whatnot. Then they called 911, and then she said she has to go to a doctor's appointment, leaves the scene of the crime. Poor man goes to the hospital, is in a critical condition. And I told my cousin, make sure that you check her insurance as well as your father-in-law's insurance to make sure he has uninsured or anything, just in case she doesn't have enough to pay for it, so you have to sue.
Mm-hmm.
So, is it very important to get uninsured insurance also as a coverage?
Yep.
Yeah, it does help with this no fault, that's why.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you, George.
Thank you. Okay.
Okay, we have Bruce on the line.
Hi, Bruce.
Hey, George. Sorry to call back, but, I had my fill today. I said my piece, but since you were talking about that development has stirred me up. So I just want to say my two cents real quick. You know that they said the high court, you know, allowed it. And when I looked at everything, and then right after that they showed the CEO or president, whoever the guy was from Castle and Cook, is head of that project. He made the sale and all the money and all. Everything is they paying off the judges, you know, the governor, the legislature, the city. They're changing the city ordinance from agriculture to residence. And, you know, that's prime agricultural land. We need the land for farming, for food. You got to be self-sustainable, and especially like your sugar cane.
They don't care.
They can build houses elsewhere, but, wow, you know, we got 1 million people on this island. We don't need any more people.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that's my two cents. Okay. And got, you know, I got stirred up. But
thanks, Bruce.
Man, everything is so, it pay off. It's all corrupt. Anyway, thank you, George.
Okay.
See you.
All right. Okay. Anyway, we need to move along a little quicker. We need to tell the city council to check the concrete for the rail, folks. Check it. And this part for the stand by Pearl City is going over the freeway. The right lane will not make it. Go take a look. Why isn't the TV people doing that? Or the newspaper? Check the height on the freeway in the right lane in Pearl City. The rail stand is too close. The truck come down there, it's going to hit it. Guaranteed. A car barely makes it. Go check it out. Okay? So, anyway, use Shell 92. Shell 92. Okay? If you want no problems with your car and you want the transmission to last, use Shell 92. Flush your trans with AMSOIL, TransOil. Okay? Not the Royal Purple. Use Royal Purple HPS, High Performance Street Oil, for your motor oil. And you can get that at Crestec Cleaning Center. Crestec Cleaning Center has all the good oils, the AMSOIL, the Royal Purple. They also have that fantastic Degreaser 2000. That is awesome for cleaning. Awesome, awesome, awesome. But you ladies, go take a look at the vacuum cleaners. Your husband will never complain that you're vacuuming while he's watching the football game. Okay? Because it don't make any noise. Okay? So, go check it out. Very good vacuum cleaners. Anyway, I'd like to thank all the callers for calling in today and making the show what it is. And please, people, get involved. Get involved with your Hawaii. And don't let these guys do anything. But take care of each other. Please don't drink and drive. That song that you hear, I Went to a Party, Mom, that is off a real, true story. Okay? It did happen. So we don't want any more of that to happen. Okay? So, drive carefully. Don't drink and drive. And we'll see you all next week, Saturday. Aloha.
bombing. Also arrested on Friday was Mohammed Abrini,